Hello, hello, and welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast with your favorite mindset coach and podcast host, Brandon Lynette. This is your go-to destination for unlocking your full potential and embracing the extraordinary possibilities within you. This is a journey of self-discovery and empowerment as you explore the transformative power of stepping into greatness. Come into alignment with your God-given power and gifts, unleash your soul, and learn to co-create a life that you love. As you become the writer of your own story, in this podcast, you're going to find the inspiration, practical tips, and the sometimes abrasive nudge to take the leap of faith towards your dreams. You're in the right place. Buckle up so we can unleash your inner badass. Hello, hello. I think this is actually working. Like, Brandon Lynette's Wi-Fi is on point. We've got sound in check. If you don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, then you haven't tried to tune into the podcast for a minute. Last week, I recorded a full whole ass episode, posted the videos up on YouTube and every fucking where else, and realized the sound wasn't working. So it was on my end. It ended up being a Zoom issue on their end. They fixed it with, you know, a side of Wi-Fi troubles and connectivity. Is that connectivity? Connection issues? Whatever. We're here, bitch. And I just want to say, like, I get it. If you've never done a podcast, you don't, like, there's no way you could. Hi, guys. Hello, hello. Y'all know I record this live on a few places when I'm recording the podcast. And if you didn't know, now you do know I do that. So anyway, hello, everybody. I'm not going to yell out everyone's names because that's just awkward, but I'm happy you're tuning in today. I'm trying to explain. It really does suck when you put that much work and effort into just a project and it kind of blows up in your face. And that's what happened. I feel like it was an incredible podcast. I brought my energy. I mean, I was preaching, okay? I was preaching. And I feel like it's a very important topic, you know, especially with the holidays coming up. I was like, this is fire. Very excited about it. So when everybody let me know that the sound wasn't working on any platform, I was devastated. And it takes a lot. Most of the time, I just scratch the topic. I'm like, fuck that. We're just going to move on. It takes a little time to recover because it definitely guts you. And I realized, like, my affirmations lately have been less of me, more of thee, meaning like I need to get out of the way and just let God, right? Let go, let God, more of Christ, less of my ego. And me dragging my feet to do this podcast episode because obviously I'm trusting the downloads, and this was a download. It was something I really felt strongly about, and just trusting my connection with Christ. Like, that's a God thing, right? So it's my ego that is like, oh, I have to talk about this again. I have to do all the things. Well, we're just going to set the ego aside, less of me, more of thee, because I still think this is an important topic. And while I may not be as on point as I was the first time I recorded it, I feel like it's still important to get out there for you guys. So thank you for your patience and all the things. I fucking love you guys. I wouldn't be here without your support. I appreciate everyone who's left a review. I know that Spotify gives everybody a little bit of trouble, but I promise you that written review is what feeds the algorithm for me. So that helps get me into other, you know, into other view lines, other areas, you know, for people to listen. So I need the written reviews. I appreciate that. That's the pay to play. I don't put on crazy commercials here trying to sell some stuff I don't believe in. If you're curious about what I do believe in these days, it's in all of my show notes. Okay. Make sure you're signed up for newsletters at brandonlynette.com and definitely follow me on socials. I would say Facebook is the most, the one I'm on the most. It's just the easiest for me. And then if you want to catch me live, if you want to see the podcast live, you're going to want to follow me on TikTok. I do go live on TikTok when I'm recording the podcast. Yes, I see you bitches. I love you. Thank you for tuning in. Let's get to it, because honestly, not having a healthy emotional detachment has a lot of negative consequences, both for just your mental health and for all the relationships that you have in your life. Emotional detachment in a healthy context is referring to the ability to separate your emotions from external events. Okay. It's external people or situations, and it separates you in a way that allows you to maintain like a sense of balance. You've got your clarity, objectivity, and when it's lacking, a lot of shit comes. Okay. And emotional detachment in the context of holidays, it doesn't mean I'm telling you to be the ice queen. Okay. I'm very guilty of this. It's my default mode. It doesn't mean being cold. It doesn't mean being indifferent, but like it means to develop the ability to distance yourself from those intense emotions and stressful situations. Because the holidays bring up a lot of pressure, whether it's gift giving, family dynamics, or personal expectations. Emotional detachment is going to help you this season to not take everything too personally or to get overwhelmed by the external pressure. So you could stay calm, you could be composed, and you could find your own sense of joy, right? You learn to steer your own ship and you get to choose the emotions that you're going to run with. But if you do not have emotional detachment, and I bring up the holidays because it is the season, okay? But this is a lifetime gift that you can give yourself, is learning to detach emotionally, because without it, you're stuck in emotional overwhelm. So you're going to become easily taken by your emotions, like becoming them. You're going to react impulsively. You're going to react excessive to situations. And then all of a sudden, you're in the spiral of anxiety. You're overstressed. You're burnt out. And as your emotions take over decision making, you don't have any more rational thought. You can't set boundaries. You struggle with this. People who do not have emotional detachment have trouble setting boundaries in their relationships. I have kids texting me. Imagine. We need to put things on silent here. We're fine. It's fine. That emotional detachment, you struggle setting boundaries in relationships. So like you become too enmeshed with other people. You're absorbing their emotions. You're taking their problems on as your own. Then all of a sudden you have an issue with codependency. You're messing yourself up with this unhealthy attachment pattern. Then you've got, you know, this leads right into poor decision making. When emotions are not properly unleashed, when you're not letting them live their life, they're going to cloud your judgment. Over involvement in emotions can, this is going to drive you in default mode to make impulsive or emotionally driven decisions rather than actually practicing the pause, taking a beat, thinking logically and objectively. Okay. And then all of a sudden you're stuck in this shit spiral of anxiety and stress. Then you're straining your relationships because you're creating tension in all of the areas in your life, whether it's personal or in your professional life. If someone is overly sensitive or reactive to other people's behavior or to other people's words, you take everything fucking personal. So now you're leading to misunderstandings. Now it's got conflict and now you're just like emotionally exhausted. And so is everybody around you. Everybody around you is tired of your shit, right? A lack of this detachment actually will reduce your ability to bounce back from any experience that you go through in life. Like any setback is going to be too much for you. Without the ability to like step back and see things like objectively, that's the key word here. You're going to stay stuck in these negative emotions and you prolong every bit of suffering and you make sure everybody knows you're suffering, because I'm going to tell you a little secret. You don't get a gold star for suffering, but you'll make sure everybody knows about it, right? Misery loves company. So now you are just out here overly attached to specific outcomes. You are completely enmeshed with your own expectations. And then all of a sudden, you're frustrated. Absolutely frustrated or always disappointed because nothing ever goes as planned. So now you're creating this tornado of helplessness, of powerlessness. And then, you know, you become fused to that emotion. You become the emotion. You become enmeshed, fused with the emotions of other people. And all of a sudden, you don't have any idea what your own needs and preferences are. You are losing your sense of self. You're losing your sense of self. You have to learn to find the balance. Being emotionally available and connected while maintaining that capacity to step back, to process your emotions, to maintain perspective, which perspective is everything. Learning this healthy emotional detachment means that you're willing to start working on your emotional intelligence. You're going to, you know, put yourself through steps to develop self-awareness. You're going to start practicing mindfulness. And that's what we're going to talk about tomorrow, because I think it's the perfect topic. But these things are going to allow you to navigate emotions without becoming them, without becoming overwhelmed, without becoming overly attached. This thing about emotions is that they don't define you. They just want a little room to breathe. You think about all your emotions as a tiny little mini you, right? My anger comes up. I know that's little Brandon in a situation where she never thought she had control. So she does whatever she can to have that control. Like self-sabotage is probably my biggest way of giving myself the illusion that I have control. And that's all it is. It's an illusion. Self-sabotage means I control the outcome. I know what's going to happen. I control it because I sabotage myself. Boom. That's what happens. So I want you guys to break the illusion and, you know, it's the idea of you're not going to control your emotions. I can never tell little Brandon not to be angry and pissed off, right? But I could give her a little tantrum. Hell, you could be angry. That's an absolutely normal human experience. Process it correctly, right? So we're going to start learning that emotional awareness and maturity where, you know, we aren't suppressing, we're not avoiding, but we are absolutely letting them go without letting them control everything in our lives. Okay. And this is why I think it's important for you guys, because there are so many benefits that it will bring you. If you are willing to have a healthy emotional detachment, it's going to propel your personal growth. There are a few steps that I think are very important when you're trying to learn that healthy emotional detachment, okay? And the first one is practicing that self-awareness. Your emotional triggers are your problem. They don't belong to anybody else. It is your fucking problem. If someone triggers you, again, that is your fucking problem, okay? It's your job to understand it. Take time to observe, like literally slow the fuck down, take a deep breath, observe when it's happening and why you're becoming emotionally involved or reactive. Journaling is a huge help for this. Even just reflecting, if you could just be mindful, if you're not in the position where you're ready to write shit down, just get mindful on your emotional responses, because then you get to start spotting the different patterns and you can learn to understand the underlying cause. And you start to develop that emotional regulation. There's techniques like the mindfulness. We're going to talk about that. Deep breathing. And I'm not just talking like getting on a treadmill and, you know, breathing through your mouth like a psycho. In through your nose, out through your mouth. There are a lot of important ways you need to breathe. And this should be something you do several times a day. Set a timer for 2 minutes every day and learn to breathe in through your nose, out through your mouth mindfully. That's all I want you to do. I don't want you watching TV. I don't want you doing anything else. Just literally pause your life. You've got 2 minutes of this day to spare. In through your nose, out through your mouth. This is the shit that helps you stay grounded when shit's coming up. Okay. There are a lot of times where I have to practice breathing in my nose, out of my mouth. And sometimes if I start to get really anxious because I feel my emotions trying to go crazy, I do this really fast, like two inhale through my nose and one out through my mouth. And I do the same thing with my kid. When she's starting to spiral, starting to feel angry and not in a healthy way, if she's, you know, starting to lash out, say mean things, I'm like, let's pause for a second. Just breathe in through your nose, out through your mouth. And then we can talk about your feelings after you breathe, right? We as adults need to do that too. I feel like a lot of you, I don't mind sitting on the floor with you and teaching you just like I teach her, because that's how important this is. We all have to learn it. Maybe you didn't have a parent that's going to, I know I sure the fuck wasn't taught how to breathe. Never. I don't even know in my life that anyone has ever taught me. It was self-discovery, right? Going through the shit, I figured this out, but it's very important. In through your nose, out through your mouth. It's how you stay grounded. And when you practice this all the time, this is where you create that pause between that emotional stimulus. You've been hit by the train when all of those intense emotions arise. You can pause with your reaction. It allows you to choose how you're going to respond rather than just that automatic react. Being reactive is toxic. How many regrets do you have when you have just been a reactive person? Another benefit of getting through this is setting healthy boundaries. It is the holidays, but you guys probably need another pep talk on this, okay? Emotional detachment involves knowing where you end and other people begin, okay? Because it's true. There is an end and a beginning. Set boundaries, whether it's emotional, mental, physical. This helps you from taking on the emotions or the problems or the expectations of other people. Learn to say no when it's needed and prioritize your own well-being without feeling guilty. And if you want to argue for your shit, that's your fucking problem. Learn your trigger there. Why do you feel guilty? Because I hear you, bitch. I just heard that voice in your head say, well, I would love to do that, but I do feel guilty. Figure that out. That's your problem. Why do you feel guilty? You're not responsible for how other people feel. You don't have to do any of this being an asshole. None of it. Figure out your trigger for guilt, okay? So you can move the fuck past it and get on to setting healthy boundaries. Shift your perspective, okay? Because if you work on changing that, so you can view situations objectively rather than emotionally. Do you know what I mean when I say objective? I mean, take yourself out like it doesn't personally affect you. Anytime I struggle in a relationship in my life, I set out and I think, if I saw my two friends talking like this, or if this was about my friends, what would I say to them? If I wasn't personally involved, what would I say to my friend? I guarantee, bitch, we would handle a lot of situations in our life different if we did that all the same way. Like, how you would talk to someone else is definitely how you should talk to yourself. So you want to reframe your thoughts, practice that cognitive distance. You're dropping stuff all over my desk, skedaddle. Thank you. Practice that cognitive distance. And this is where you're going to take that mental step back to observe situations from a neutral standpoint. Oh my gosh. Well, my desk is a mess, y'all, and I just paid the price for that. And you want to cultivate the mindfulness. Okay. This is where you get into that awareness of the present moment without becoming entangled in your past regrets or future worries. Okay. You want to learn to observe your emotions without judgment, without that attachment, because this increases your ability to detach from those intense feelings so that you're not reactive. But the most important piece of advice I could give you, honestly, is to let go of the control. I think it's probably one of the most important keys to emotional detachment is recognizing that you can't control everything, including other people's behaviors, other people's reactions, other people's outcomes. If you practice accepting uncertainty, if you embrace a mindset of adaptability, that shift alone allows you to release emotional investment in uncontrollable shit, aka life. That happens. How does this all help you? You get that strong sense of self. That's how you stay true to your values, regardless of anything going on around you. Knowing who you are and what you stand for, this prevents emotional entanglement in situations that don't align with who you are. Strong sense of self. That's what we want, right? The strong sense of knowing who we are, stepping into our purpose, being in alignment, knowing that we're on the right path, not constantly feeling like we should be doing more, we're less than. All those lies that the devil wants us to believe. Get that strong sense of self. You can't do that as long as you are out there bleeding on other people, letting people bleed into you, enmeshing your life in chaos. You cannot do that. You have to learn. You don't have to, bitch. Stay miserable. You should want to learn the benefits of that healthy emotional detachment. It's going to give you that increased resilience. You want to know how shit doesn't affect me? Because I've practiced this. I've practiced it even before I knew what it was. I was practicing this. Detach emotionally so you can maintain a sense of balance during whatever fucking rough time you're going through. And you will go through them. Maybe now is great. Maybe you're like, I'm fine. Life is always happening. It doesn't pause. Like, shit is always going to happen. You become less susceptible to stress or anxiety because you can acknowledge and process the emotions without being overwhelmed by them. That makes it easier to adapt. And then you can just bounce back from anything that was meant to be a setback. You stop believing the devil's lies, babe. You know that there's something bigger out there for you. And you maintain like that core stability and balance. Then you have this improved decision-making. When you're not letting emotions cloud your judgment, that's how you make the clear, rational decisions. You can evaluate objectively and you respond thoughtfully. You're not reacting impulsively, you're responding thoughtfully. And all of a sudden, you have stronger relationships. And I know you're like, Brandon, that kind of seems counterintuitive. Detachment? And you're telling me my relationships will be stronger? Yes, detachment will actually improve your shit, okay? Because by setting healthy boundaries, you create space for mutual respect and understanding. You avoid becoming too enmeshed in other people's shit. That reduces tension. Then you have it fosters that balanced interaction. people magnetize to strength. People magnetize to the person that is strong. Like, you feel someone walk into a room that is just carrying that power. You want to go to them and you just want to lay your life story at their feet. You know how I know? Because everybody does that to me. Doesn't matter. Stranger in the grocery store, people at my bar, it doesn't matter. People feel that strong sense of self and they just pour it all out. They're drawn to that and it's going to help your relationships. And then you have this focus on your goals without getting sidetracked by emotional highs or lows. I know that for so long, my emotions ran my business. They did everything. High and low, you're doing really great. That's because I'm emotionally great. If something happened, boom, I'm down and everything freezes. Emotion sidetracks me all the time. So if you can direct your energy toward personal growth or work creative endeavors without being distracted by emotional turmoil, don't you think that would benefit everything you're doing right now? Letting go of that need to control everything, releasing attachment to specific outcomes reduces stress. You're going to stop worrying about how things should be, what you could be doing, what you would be doing, all of the coulda, woulda, shouldas. Instead, you're just going to stay focused on what you can control. Your actions, your responses. And I'm not talking about like disengage with everything. Real, solid, emotional, healthy detachment doesn't mean disengagement. It increases empathy and compassion. In fact, it allows you to empathize more clearly with others because you can offer support without becoming emotionally overwhelmed. You don't make their problems your problem, so you can be a sense of support. So there's a lot of space for compassion without losing your sense of self. You're going to free yourself from all this unhealthy bullshit, the unhealthy attachments to people, the unhealthy attachments to outcomes, the unhealthy attachments to like your past shit. This space here enables you to focus more on your own growth, your own passions, and your own purpose. So you get to pursue what lights your soul on fire without the constant distraction of emotional baggage. That's it. Going through this, practicing this, being willing to have a healthy emotional detachment, you will begin to understand your emotions more deeply. You will begin to recognize patterns. You'll be able to respond to them in a healthier way. You become more attuned to your needs, your values, and your boundaries, and that makes you more empowered in everything that you decide. Freeing yourself from these unhealthy attachments allows you to live with more freedom, aligning with your actions, your true desires, rather than reacting to external pressures and always putting yourself on the back burner. But the real kicker is that you're going to find peace in the present moment. You are suddenly unburdened by the past, by emotional baggage, or future anxieties. That sense of calm, literally, that is the foundation to building your dream life. Whatever your fairy tale looks like, okay? You can't have a dream life if you are out there spiraling. Learning emotional detachment promotes the peace. It empowers you. It gives you a balanced life. It enables you to achieve your goals with greater clarity. It improves your resilience while at the same time you get to maintain all of those healthy and supportive relationships. I love you, bitch. Let's talk about mindfulness tomorrow.